Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. This is the 10% Happier Podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey, gang, happy Friday. It's the day after Thanksgiving, which means the holiday season is now officially upon us. And for many of us, that can bring all sorts of extra stress and anxiety. So for today's bonus, we've got an ancient but perhaps lesser known meditation for you to help you counteract any stress or anxiety you're feeling. Our teacher for this bonus is TPH favorite Sebane Selassie, and she's going to lead you on a meditation on the elements. I'll let her explain what that actually means. Seb, by the way, is a well-loved meditation teacher and author of an excellent book called You Belong. You can find lots more of her teachings over on the 10% Happier app. And speaking of the app, if you're a regular listener to this podcast, you may have noticed that we've got a lot going on over on the 10% Happier app this fall, from meditation challenges to the brand new 20% Happier podcast. There's never been a better time to join our community of meditators. To make sure you have a chance to try it out, we're offering 10% Happier subscriptions at a 40% discount until December 1st. We don't do discounts of this size all the time, and of course, nothing is permanent, as we Buddhists like to point out. So you can get this deal before it ends by going to 10%.com/40. That's 10%, one word, all spelled out, .com/40 for 40% off your subscription. Okay, here we go now with Sebane.
Hi, this is Sebane. This meditation will explore an ancient but little-known meditation on the classical elements of matter. This is a good meditation to do if you're looking for ways to connect more with nature. The classical elements are referred to in the ancient traditions of almost every continent, from ancient Egypt to Greece to China and India to the indigenous traditions of the Americas. We're going to work with four elements: earth, fire, water, and air. These aren't the scientific elements we learned in chemistry class. You can think of these elements as simple categories for relating to our direct experience, including our own density, temperature, fluidity, and spaciousness. This meditation on the elements helps us to connect to our bodies in a way that also connects us to everything else in nature. There are many studies which show that being in nature has amazing benefits for our overall health, but it's also been shown that even feeling like we are a part of nature positively affects life satisfaction, vitality, meaningfulness, happiness, mindfulness, and even lowers anxiety. Ready? Let's get started. Find a comfortable position, either seated or even laying down. See if you can feel alert and open in the front of the body, but really relaxed and at ease. You can close your eyes, or if they're open, keep a soft focus on one point. Let's begin by spending a few minutes gathering our awareness and allowing the mind to settle before we work with the elements. As you rest awareness on the body, can you connect to the breath as a way to anchor and gather your attention? Finding the breath wherever it's most easeful and easy to follow. Anytime throughout this meditation, you can rest your awareness on the breath as a way to reconnect to the body and to the present moment. As you continue to settle in your seat, begin to notice the weight of your body sitting here. This sense of solidity, density can be experienced as the earth element. Your bones and flesh, all that is solid and dense in the body, this is the earth element in you. As you connect to this element, allow your body to soften and rest deeply into your seat or the ground underneath you. Can rest awareness on the breath for a few moments as we move to the next element. The second element is fire. This element can be felt by noticing temperature in the body. Fire is heat and power. This might be warmth or vibration, and it's the realm of activity or action in our life. Sometimes it can be easy to connect to warmth in the groin, in the belly, or in the heart area. Wherever you feel warmth, this is the fire element in you. Resting awareness on the breath for a few moments again as we move to the third element. The third element is water. Water is smooth and flowing. It's all that is fluid in our body. And it's the realm of emotions in our life. Most of our body is fluid, about 60% is water. Perhaps you can sense this, feeling the saliva in your mouth, or sensing the blood coursing through you. Can you sense this water element in relation to the water that covers our planet? The oceans and rivers and lakes. Our world is made mostly of water, and so are we. Resting awareness on the breath for a few moments as we move to the final element. The fourth element is air. Air is movable and changeable, It is light and ephemeral. Of course, in our bodies, the air element is the breath. And air is the realm of thought in our lives. Noticing the in-breath and the out-breath, are you aware of the air moving in and out of your lungs? By bringing your awareness to your breath, you can bring the air element in the body into connection with the air around you in the world. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. You can orient to the space around you. Even if you're in a city, you can connect to the elements. The earth underneath your feet on the street. The water flowing when you take a shower. The fire of the sun shining through the window. And the air all around you. Nature is always right here. Thanks for doing this meditation on elements. I hope to see you next time.
Thank you, Seb. We'll see you right back here on Monday. We're kicking off a special week-long series we're calling the Anti-Diet Series. And our first guest is the actor Jameela Jamil. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the new Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts. Once Upon a Beat.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now, in hardcover or digital editions, wherever you get your books.